Well, as most of you probably know, every year, ARA and PRPD recognize one of our peers with the Don Otto Award, honoring public radio originals. Unique individuals whose talents, smarts, and humor, an important part of the equation, have helped move public radio forward over the course of their careers. There's the man. Like Don Otto, who mentored many of the people who formed PRPD back in the 1980s, individuals of whom it can be said, there will never be another one like them, and without them, we would not have come as far as we have. This year, our honoree is the general manager of WNIU and WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois, Tim Emmons. There we go. We're gonna drag Tim up here in a second, but first, I thought it would be good to recap his career. Maybe some of you don't know Tim. So we'll start at the beginning. Now, in his early days, Tim had many dreams for his future. First, there was his ambition to be a jockey. As you can see, however, by Tim's disproportionate size compared to his trusty mount there in the slide, he thought better of it, though. His next passion, professional fisherman. I don't know if you can even spot the fish in that picture. It's the tiny object under Tim's elbow there. As you can tell, and Tim realized this quickly too, perhaps another career track was in order. And then after one fateful trip to the movie where he saw John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, he knew in his heart that he should be a disco dancer. Please, ladies, calm down. Tragically, after multiple injuries sustained from trying to learn the electric slide, Tim moved on to the magical world of radio. Now, like a lot of us who grew up in the Midwest, and I'm one of those people, Tim fell under the spell of the super jocks at WLS in Chicago, guys like John Records Landecker and Tim's favorite, Larry Lujack. These were some of the coolest, edgiest guys in radio at the time, and Tim wanted to be one of them. But as this rare picture we were able to uncover of Tim during his college radio days shows us, he didn't quite make it. He did work in commercial radio, however, and learned a great deal that he brought along with him when he decided to join us in public radio. Since 1978, he's worked at WGLT, spent 12 years as program director at WNIU and WNIJ in DeKalb before pursuing the same duties at KWMU in St. Louis, and then in 1995 returned to DeKalb as the general manager of the station there. Along the way, his stations were consistently in the running for PRPD's Flo Award, having also won one of them. Since 1998, he's also partnered with last year's Otto Award winner, Scott Williams, and Peter Dominowski to work with stations through their consulting group, Strategic Programming Partners. He's also one of the key participants, as many of you know, in the highly successful Morning Edition grad school project. And I can tell you personally, and many other people in this room could as well, that he's also mentored and helped a lot of us along the way who've sought out his advice. He's improved the sound of our stations, our programming, our fundraising, and our management skills. He is indeed one of a kind, and we would not have come this far as an industry without him. Please help me welcome the 2009 Don Otto Award winner, Tim Emmons. Now, as you also may know, along with the plaque, we'd like to find some gifts that we think are unique that our honoree might enjoy. Tim is a huge fan, and I underline the word huge, of the Chicago Cubs. And in doing our research, we discovered that he has a collection of autographed baseballs by Cubs players. But, until today at least, there were two players from the 1969 team missing from that collection. Tim, we want to give you two autographed baseballs, one from Don Kessinger and one from Jim Hickman, as our gift to you. And Tim's favorite player of all time is legendary Cubby Ron Santo, and we've got an autographed photograph of him for you as well.
Thank you. That means a lot. You know, the baseballs, this completes my collection of this opening day starting lineup of the 69 Chicago Cubs who did not win anything that year. First place in September, and some team named the Mets came back. Thank you, Steve and Arthur, and thanks to ARA and PRPD. It is particularly meaningful to me to have an award, to receive an award named for Don Otto, who is one of my early mentors and friends in this business, and that's a real thrill. I'd like to thank my family, who have given up lots of time with me as I pursued my public radio fix over the years, to my staff, who make great radio almost all the time, and that's hard to do. And Bill Drake is here, so a couple of other my staff are here. I thank them. And my partners in Morning Edition grad school, Peter and Scott, that's been probably the most fun I've had in this business over the years. Many of you know that I've had some health issues over the last year and a half, and as a result of that, I have missed more work than I have ever thought possible. And I've tried to make at least some of that time productive. And I have gone back and read what I kind of consider to be the founding documents for the people in this room. Vivian talked about the founding documents for public radio. The founding documents for the people in this room, I think, start with Audience 88. 20 years old, this founding document. And if you read it again, and I would encourage you to do so, almost nothing in it is out of date. Almost all of it can still be applied well to our stations. It introduced us to the concepts of affinity and power and the importance of core loyalty as a measure of what we do. The idea of measuring public service by measuring listener hours, which was a new concept to us 20 years ago. I don't know if reading Audience 88 will help you craft a better website, but it will help you craft a better radio station every day. After Audience 88, Audience 98 expanded on that. Peter's local news projects 1 and 2, the core values and sense of place that Marcia Alvar gave us during her time with PRPD are really gifts to us. And I would really encourage you, if you haven't recently, to go back and read these again. It will get you excited about radio again. In Morning Edition grad school, we've listened now to almost 100 stations do Morning Edition. I would not recommend that. However, it's been fun and enlightening. And when we listen to all those hours of Morning Edition, we can tell, just by listening, if the program director has read and digested and applied all this stuff. So I would encourage you to do that. I'll get off my soapbox and enjoy my baseballs. Thank you very much. I've been to all of these, and I intend to be here next year, and I hope to see you too. Thanks a lot.